Drops a bag outside. When we read the fucking mail, it's a hell of a ride. One for my buddy, two for the show, three orange slices and away we go. Listen to mail, come on, listen to mail. Gilbert and Frank's very amazing colossal mailbag. Colossal mailbag. Colossal mailbag.
Hi, this is Gilbert Gottfried, and this is Gilbert Gottfried's amazing... go fuck yourself.
Well, you changed the show name without my knowledge.
Hi. This is still Gilbert Gottfried, and I'm here with my co-host Frank Santopadre and our engineer Frank Verderosa and the black blind toeless.
Toeless
and fingerless Raybo.
Did you have a rickshaw accident? How'd you lose a toe?
And this is Gilbert and Frank's amazing colossal obsession.
I think that the Gilbert Gottfried Go Fuck Yourself would be a very interesting title. We could abbreviate it as the GGFY show. How are you, Gil? The wine has started flowing, folks.
What?
Gilbert has a Dixie cup full of vino, and so does Paul.
I'm turning into Foster Brooks.
do you do Foster Brooks? You don't do Foster Brooks.
Not a good Foster. I just do that thing of like, you know.
The weird belch that he used to do. How are you, Paulie?
I'm good. Minus the toes, I'm okay.
I know a toe man. I got a good toe man on the Upper East Side. Gil, any housekeeping? Anything of note? Anything new and exciting in your life?
We were already talking about it off the air, but no surprise, people, you know, when Love Boat was on the air, people loved Gavin McLeod.
Yes.
And they love him more than ever now.
Somebody wrote, I love that when he did the Love Boat and Murray Slaughter, he used his acting voice. But with us, he was just the local guy.
Yes.
Then the New York accent came out.
Yes.
And he was just local. His name's not even Gavin McLeod. He made that up. It's a stage name. I forget what his name is. But that was an episode that was just, and Bernie coming in at the end to talk about the Depends. That episode just took off.
Oh, that was great.
And people liked Chip Kidd, too, the week before. Paul just said he liked it. Didn't know who he was.
And I didn't know, despite the fact that I've written a few books, I had no idea, you know, what was involved in the process and the covers. And so it was
great. We like
stuff.
To give people variety. And Chip Kidd, from Chip Kidd to Gavin McLeod is pretty much of a leap.
Yes.
So we like to do a lot of different things. Another recent guest that we had, Beverly D'Angelo, who is lovely and funny.
Yes.
And Gilbert and I had a blast with her. I don't know when this is going to post, but maybe she's run already. Maybe she hasn't, but she sent me a gift. She was trying to think of the name of a movie that she remembered seeing as a kid. And it was maybe you're the second person that can answer this. It was a sci-fi movie where people wore colanders on their heads. They were actual, you know what a colander is, don't you?
It was
so cheaply made that they wore colanders to look like space helmets. And I remembered the name of the movie, which now, of course, I've forgotten. I think it's It Came from Beyond Space.
Maybe.
Anyway, I wrote to her and I said, Beverly, I think this is your movie. And she went crazy and she said, you're a genius and I haven't been able to come up with this for 40 years and I've been trying. And she said, I'm sending you a gift. So I came home the other night, I was having a bad night and I walked in, and my wife said, maybe this will cheer you up. Beverly had an engraved plaque made for me.
Oh!
She sent it out to one of those trophy stores,
which
says, you know, exalted genius, or I'll bring it in and I'll read it on the show. But that was so nice of her.
Oh, yeah.
That she went to all that trouble.
Wasn't the theme from that movie, I love my colander girl?
No, very good. Oh, you're doing a callback. We just had Neil Sedaka in here.
And
Frank's doing a callback, and Gilbert's buzzing.
Unbelievable.
Wasn't that great?
That was like, I felt like, oh my God, I'm just getting a private concert with Neil.
It's so sweet the way you say each time, and we're going to put you on the spot.
Yes.
You're very apologetic. Yeah. You're very gracious about it.
Gilbert's being very polite.
He is. He's a good salesman. If I were sitting there, if I were Neil Sedaka, how could you not play for the guy?
Right. Yeah. You know.
Former podcast guest news, Burt Ward is getting a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame.
Wow.
How about that? Congratulations to Burt Gervis, or Burt Gervis, his actual name. Nancy Allen had a birthday. She did another funny show with us.
Yes.
And Gilbert will care about this. The 19th was Mo Howard's birthday.
Oh, great. Great.
So, when he was not a podcast guest. And Mitzi Gaynor is on Twitter. What do you think of Mitzi Gaynor for this show? Should we try Mitzi Gaynor?
Oh, my God, yeah.
She's in There's No Business Like Show Business.
Yeah.
With Marilyn Monroe and Donald O'Connor and Ethel Merman.
And Mitzi Gaynor in her day was like, she was like, you know, the young Britney Spears.
She was fetching.
Yeah.
So we thought we're slapping this together because Neil left and we're waiting for the next guest and we have a little bit of a gap. So we're just going to read Twitter questions.
I say the young fans. Britney Spears. Britney Spears must be like 35 now.
She probably is. Yeah, Mitzi Gaynor was a little dishy.
She was hot.
Wasn't there a famous thing with the Ed Sullivan Show that she was on there and was too dishy or something?
Oh, I have to look that up. A scandal that had to do with the Ed Sullivan Show? I don't know, Paul. You surprised me.
Well, maybe I'll look it up.
But we loved...
Oh, fuck no.
We're lost. We're lost if you look it up. We loved having Neil in here. Gilbert got very excited. He got a hug from his fellow Brooklynite.
Oh, yes.
He was like... As he was leaving, Dara said, he's like a relative.
Yeah.
He was. He was sweet.
And I sang a little duet with Neil Sedaka.
You sure did.
Yeah.
Yeah. I shared that to the Listener Society page.
How'd they go for that?
I haven't looked, but they were their record numbers for the live streams
that
I did.
Wow, interesting. So we're going to just talk to, we're just going to take some tweets and read some tweets from the fans. We like to hear what you guys have to say and get you into the show. Our friend Greg Pear, who does our Twitter, Retro Art Blog is his Twitter handle. You can celebrate Mo Howard Day your way, and I'll celebrate it my way by putting up my new canvas print. He makes these. I'm going to show these to you, Gilbert. He makes these canvas prints of Three Stooges pictures of an old comic books and things like that. Isn't that cool?
Yeah.
You can hang them on your wall if you go to Retro Art Blog and ask Greg how to get your hands on those. Krombopoulos Michael. Boy, some of these names.
I think Mo's name was like Moisha Horowitz.
Moisha Horowitz. One of my all-time favorite guests on the podcast was Tom Bergeron, and I loved his story about calling Mo.
Yes,
as a kid,
yes.
I remember him way back on WBZ.
And he said he got Mo's number from Larry, and he said Mo sounded exactly like Mo back from the movie days, and he said. Where'd you get my number from? And Tom Bergeron said, from Larry. And he stops and goes, Larry.
Arnie Kogan's enjoying that.
Yes.
Ken S. sent us his Twitter, I guess it's called an avatar, is a picture of Flounder. Did you ever work with him, Stephen First?
No.
From Animal House? He sent us a video of a man sitting on his balls.
I saw that.
This is a man sat on his own nut. Strangely enough, the guy looks like Jimmy Caron. It's not him. He looks like James Caron.
If Jimmy was still alive, they'd ask him to come in and sit on his balls.
But it looks like him. The Lord Bloodraw. I know that's from something. I can't place it. This your Chip Kid episode gave me an idea for a theme called Things That Keep Gilbert Up at Night. And here's one. When Clark Kent transformed into Superman in the phone booths, he stripped off his suit and he had the super suit underneath. But where the hell did he keep the floor-length cape?
I heard this. And then somebody else tweeted that with his super strength, the theory was he could crush the cape into a tiny, thing.
What, like a cube?
Yes, yes.
Like a bullion cube?
Yeah. And then shove it in his ass.
Makes absolutely no sense. We got a tweet from our friend Mike McPadden, who handles our Facebook. And Mike was a guest here recently with his new book, Teen Movie Hell, which is catnip for Gilbert.
Yeah.
Apparently, there's a patch. Mike is also there's a patch you can get. I guess it's a sew-on patch that's available by ordering the book. So we'll plug it. It's Bazillion Points, bazillionpoints.com, where you can go buy Mike's book and get this patch that people have been trying to get their hands on.
And there's never been an explanation why Superman just puts on a pair of glasses.
No.
And no explanation. The fuck he is.
Or why Commissioner Gordon can't figure out that Bruce Wayne and his ward,
yes,
who are
yes.
always together, have no connection whatsoever to Batman and his sidekick, which I believe you called me once on this show.
Oh, that's right.
You did. Zach Cruz, K-R-U-S-C. Chip Kidd of Reading, Pennsylvania. Chip was listing all the famous people from Reading, Pennsylvania. Another master of design still living in Reading is comic book artist Jim Steranko. Bet you don't know that name.
No.
You know Jim Steranko? You're
no,
not a comic book guy. I know who he is. He's had an incredible career, and he's worked with Coppola, Spielberg. He designed Indiana Jones. That's a cool thing. So Chip forgot to mention one other guy from Reading. Danny Aiello had a birthday, Gilbert.
Oh!
On the 20th. Your buddy.
Oh, yes.
Thank you for having, Greg tweeted, thank you for having been our guest on episode 16. Boy, that was early in the run.
Ooh,
we
God.
Did that. We did that on, at the Friars.
Yes.
And he called Martin Scorsese a pipsqueak and threatened his life. As one does.
As one
and
does.
Danny was one of the few guests to bring his own sidekick to the recording.
Yes, yes.
The guy that travels with him.
He brought along Bud Abbott.
Oh, God. Matt Dietrich is picking up on that. Yes, that Danny Aiello interview is worth a Stitcher subscription to hear him describe Martin Scorsese as a midget and tell Gilbert and Frank the story of getting into a fist fight and stop traffic on the George Washington. You remember that story?
That was a great story.
That was insanity.
And I remember because his daughter was going to be, they were going to ask if she was going to speak at the trial.
That's right.
And he asked his daughter, he goes, you know, honey, what did you see? And she goes, I saw you slamming his head down against the
pavement.
He
rehearsed his daughter and she told the truth anyway.
And then he said, okay, you don't say anything.
Great. Our friend David Fantle, who was here with Tom Johnson, they had that book that you loved.
Yes, and that's where they talk in length about a dog eating out Jacqueline
Bisset. Why do I set him up?
Yeah.
Why do I put my head in that guillotine and let him pull the cord?
They said she was there in like black leather pants.
Yeah.
And a dog came in and started eating her out.
I think this is revisionist history.
No, this proves. This proves that why dogs are the superior species.
Wouldn't you think the black leather pants would somehow be a problem in that scenario there?
Not those dogs. They know.
David Fantle says that Martin Landau also had a birthday. There's a guy we tried hard to get.
Oh, yeah.
And we were close.
He would have been great.
We were close. Martin Landau born on this day. I assume it's the same day as Danny Aiello. In 1928, he was, I guess you could say he was a Strasburg protege. He writes, method actor, Oscar winner, and toupee wearer.
Oh,
Martin Landau was born on this day. What else do we have for you, Gilbert? I don't know. This is a Chico needed the money reference from Adam Schmadam. You know why we bought this brand? Because Chico needed the money. There's a brand of child car seat.
Oh, yeah.
Called the Chico.
Oh, okay.
The Chico. You started something with that.
Yes.
With that Groucho thing.
Because Chico needed the money.
Scott Hurley says, I remember Howard Stern interviewing Martin Landau's girlfriend toward the end of his life, and he said, what's sex like? Is it Mission Impossible?
Oh.
Did you ever meet Martin Landau?
I never met him. That would have been great.
Paul?
Nope.
Okay. How about Martin Lawrence?
I don't travel in those circles.
I know you don't. Craig Bierko, our pal Craig Bierko, who has done this show many times,
yes.
tweets, the Danny Aiello episode of the podcast was one of the most deeply funny listens of my life, and I'm sorry for the way I've used listens.
And I remember throughout the interview, Danny Aiello kept, like, punching me. And it was like... Because he'd get so excited with the stories.
I know, he's great.
And I said, what are you punching me for? And he said, love taps.
It's a little bit of Tony Curtis in there.
Yeah.
By the way, people loved that you ended the Gavin McLeod episode with your bit.
Yes.
And I wish we were a visual medium so people could have seen his face when Gilbert was doing Gavin and Tony Eat a Donut. Just great. And then he revealed they'd actually had a donut.
Oh,
on the set
yes.
of Operation Petticoat.
Yes.
Here's a picture. This was sent to us by Dr. Pop Culture, BGSU. These people come up with these Twitter handles. The perfect all-American family. It's the Paul Lynn show.
Oh, geez.
Do you have any memory of this show from the
70s? Wow.
Yes, with Jane Actman and Pamela Ferdin. She was she was Felix Unger's daughter on the Odd Couple. Remember that actress?
Yes.
I think she was the voice of Lucy in the Peanuts as well. And she's around. Irish Sprang. Hey, guys, I would love for you to get George Segal on. So would we.
Oh, trust me.
If you know him.
That one we've been trying for God knows how long.
I don't know what's going on with that. We even had Richard Kine work him over. He's not.
No luck.
We won't.
Did you mean Richard Kine went to his house and like dragged him out?
No,
and beat
Richard.
Him up or
Richard
something?
Is friends and when asked him and we haven't given up on that. We have some very interesting people coming. I think
I can't repeat the story, but Greg Bierko told a very funny story about Richard Kind last time.
Oh, yes, he did. Yes. Okay, well, when Craig comes back, why don't we bring them back together?
Yes, okay.
just let them fight it out on the air. I would also love to hear the real Joe Bob Briggs. You remember, you know Joe Bob Briggs?
Yes.
He's a funny guy and a movie buff.
And
we should try him.
When I was doing USA Up All Night, he was on opposite me, the Joe Bob Briggs. And we were presenting the same type. And every now and then I would turn to his show and he'd be going, yeah, you won't find this. Gilbert Gottfried's not going to be showing this on his show.
We should have him on.
Yeah.
He's a character and a movie expert.
Then I started insulting him on my show saying,
you did?
You know, don't watch this show. Don't watch that cowboy on the others.
Eric Ryan, our friend Eric Ryan, who's a big supporter of this show, says James Gandolfini always bowed in Danny Aiello's presence, his acting hero. Did you know that?
No, I didn't know
that either. I don't know where he got that. Fascinating information.
We will return to Gilbert Gottfried's Amazing Colossal Podcast after this.
Dane Giraud, or Giraud, how would you pronounce this, Paul? G-I-R-A-U-D. You're a man of the world.
Giraud.
Oh, it's French.
Mary.
Oh, it's French. Say. Oh. Did you know Frankie Lane was Italian, Gilbert, the singer of Mule Train?
No.
This obviously is in response to Gavin McLeod saying he was wearing Frankie Lane's toupee.
Oh, yeah. And didn't he do Blazing Saddles?
He did.
Yeah.
He says, how many Italian Western singers could there be?
Yeah.
Not a lot.
And I remember that was a case where I think Mel Brooks said, we need someone who sings kind of like Frankie Lane. And they said, Frankie Lane's still on?
Frankie Lane. Okay, yeah. Great. Let's get Frankie Lane. Marshall Armentour. He tweets us a lot. Okay, and I'm not proud I looked this up. This is in response to the Gino episode when he told the Sly Stallone Cradle the Ball story.
Oh, yes.
He's saying, I looked this up in episode 126. Dana Gould references the Stallone joke at about 26:30 and crafts his own great punchline out of it. What can I say? I've listened to that one as if it were its own comedy album along with Sagan and Einstein's. So not to break Gino's heart, but the Sly Stallone Cradle the Ball story was, in fact, told on the podcast.
Yeah, so fuck you, Gino.
that was gold, wasn't it? Mason Reese is around, Gilbert.
Oh, that's right.
Remember Mason Reese?
Yes.
Yeah, he's around. He's on Twitter.
I think he's in love with Dara.
Mason Reese is in love with you, Dara? Dara's nodding from the booth. Why did she? He asked you out. Why did you go for Gilbert over the he's got all that Underwear Deviled Ham money. David Fantel again, legendary caricaturist. It's not easy to say. Al Hirschfeld, a Jew.
Yes.
Was born on this day in 1903. These Twitters don't have the actual dates on them. Tom and I were guests at Alan Dolly's home twice. That would have been great if Hirschfeld had drawn you.
Wow.
What an honor.
With Nina.
All the Ninas.
Yeah.
Well, Drew Friedman, pretty good.
Yeah. That was.
Going to do much better than that.
Does Drew have a hidden word he puts in all his drawings? I'll let you guys run with that.
It might be, what's the Bob Hope word? Decaf?
Oh, yeah.
It might be decaf. It might be that one. June 21st, oh, we have to wish a happy birthday to Siegfried of Chaos and Doc of the Love Boat.
Oh!
Bernie Coppell.
Our pal Bernie Coppell.
It passed.
Yeah.
But Bernie was great with Gavin.
Brought to you by Depends.
Yes. Let's see. Boy, I wish that I could connect these tweets to the other tweets. So it would make sense. Oh my God, says Janine Duffy. I love Gavin McLeod, my absolute fave. I wrote him fan letters.
Oh, yeah.
When he was on the Love Boat. Do you know that John Fotiadis and Eric Ryan, do you follow us on Twitter, Paul?
Yeah.
Do you know they have this Monkey Friday thing? I know Verderosa knows about it.
I don't think I've seen
it. I actually don't know about it.
You don't know about it either? They're obsessed with monkeys. This all comes from Gilbert's monkey.
The cunnilingus chimps.
I guess the cunnilingus chimps was what put it over the top. But we've told more than a few monkey stories on the show. They tweet monkey-specific tweets on Fridays, and they call it Monkey Friday.
Not chimpanzees, monkeys.
It could be chimps as well. Well, they don't discriminate.
We should be very careful about that.
Well, it's very important to know that people often confuse monkeys and apes.
Yes.
It's true.
Yeah, and they're two
different
things. Well, monkeys.
What are you, Jane Goodall?
Yeah.
Well, you never heard anybody talk about cunnilingus monkeys.
No.
It's cunnilingus chimps.
No. Yeah.
Chimps.
Yeah.
Which shows
more alliterative.
That the apes are more advanced.
Not as advanced as that dog at Jackie Bissett's
house. A dog eating out Jacqueline Bissett. That shows dogs are
our contest winners are sitting on the other side of the glass.
They're trying to eat dinner.
I thought they'd left.
They're encouraging Gilbert's inanity.
No,
Were there. They were in the room. Jacqueline Bissett, young, beautiful, skin tight, black leather pants, and a dog came in and went down on her.
What kind of dog was it?
A smart one.
Very intelligent dog.
I have a little bit of science that I think is appropriate right here.
Okay, lay it on
me. So another species that you may not be familiar with is the pygmy chimpanzee, which is different from the chimpanzee in many ways, one of which is that they spend much of their waking time pleasuring themselves.
Okay.
The pygmy chimps.
Wow, that's like a callback to the Dick Van Dyke episode.
First of all, that puts me in a category with those chimps. But there's also, I think, the adobe monkeys their whole life is spent, they'll jerk off, they'll fuck, they'll go down on each other. And it's like they do that all day. They're not, they have no science. They never built a society. But they
it sounds like a society to me.
They fuck and jerk off all day.
That's beautiful.
The adobe monkeys.
Some people would find that admirable.
Dara, book Joan Embry. I'd like to confirm this.
I want to live with those monkeys.
It can be arranged. Eric Ryan says 103
soon.
And
Jacqueline Bissett, I think.
Oh, cut that out.
Have you realized, though, we do, across the volume of episodes, have a number of monkey and chip stories.
Oh, yeah.
Guests.
Oh, yeah.
So we should maybe put together a clip
you
show.
You want to do an all-monkey clip show?
An all-monkey clip show.
Wow. Well, we had the one that attacked Annie Bonaducci and almost ripped his face off.
Oh, that's right.
We had the masturbating chimp from the
Dick Van Dyke
show.
We had, was it Hank Garrett with Bite the Monkey or whatever?
That was Dick Miller.
Dick Miller,
Bite
right.
the Monkey.
Oh, and who was here just recently with that monkey that got
that
loose?
Was Griffin Dunn.
Yes, right. Yes.
Yeah. Wow, you might be onto something, Frank.
Right? That's
Eric
a solid
Ryan
8 minutes.
What's that?
That's a solid 8 minutes.
At least
episode.
Eight. It could be nine. Eric Ryan wants us to book Olivia de Havilland Gilbert, who just turned 103.
And tell her to take the bus.
We're being followed by a woman who calls herself Paul Lind author. She wrote a book about Paul Lind.
Oh, geez.
Perhaps we should reach out to her for a mini episode.
Oh, that
and
would
find
be good.
Out what she knows.
Do you think I might ask her?
You
if
might.
Paul Lind hated the
she
Jews.
She has the right. She has the option of hanging up on you.
Oh, those fucking Jews. The reason I don't have a career.
Hey, speaking of people reaching out, has there been follow up on that special overseas guest?
The what?
Papillon Soussou.
Has there been any follow-up?
No follow-up yet.
Because he emailed me recently.
I know, but we've been trying to figure out what that interview is like.
A mini.
Yeah. How 3 minutes of Gilbert calling her up and saying, hi, could you please say me so horny for me? over and over again?
I think our male fans would love it.
Yeah. Frank can clone it into 30
we'll
minutes.
Let's see if we can make something out of
that. We'll put a lot of clips.
Brian Goodman, is this a Vincent Price tattoo? This woman has a Vincent Price tattoo on her arm.
Oh, geez.
How about that? Wow. Did you guys see the email I sent you of the, I'll have to get his name for the next show. Did you see the listener who got a personalized license plate?
No. Oh, yeah, that was great.
There's a guy.
Oh, my God, yes.
There's a guy. What was the
Pennsylvania?
State? No, it wasn't Pennsylvania.
Delaware?
What no, was I'm, I'll think of it in a minute. But he got a, it was Wisconsin. It was Geno State. He got a personalized GGACP license plate.
No way.
Yeah, I'll send you the picture.
That's devotion.
We will get his name. D-Lemonade, Gilbert. D-Lemonade. Or as Paul would say, D-Lemonade.
Well, would you bring over D-Lemonade?
He says, hey, I loved the episode. Which episode? I don't know because I can't. My Twitter won't open to the connecting tweet. I love that episode, and not that it matters, but I'm sure it's been mentioned already. But, Gilbert, it was Ringo's wife is Barbara Bach. You said it was Catherine Bach.
No, it's Barbara Bach.
Or maybe you said that Barbara Bach was Daisy Duke. One or the other.
Oh, I never said she was Davy Duke.
You may have misspoken. No. D Lemonade wants to take you to task.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
But yes, because she was a Jew Bond girl.
Yes.
So there was pointed her, out. There was her. There was Seymour.
Jane Seymour.
Jane Seymour. And someone told me... And one of the recent Craig, what's that guy? Daniel Craig Bonds.
Yeah.
They had like an Israeli girl.
There you go.
Who was a Bond girl.
There you go.
Carol something.
Carol, I have to look that up.
Smith.
No, it wasn't Smith. Paul Zawada.
And of course, Wonder Woman, Giggles Gazoo.
Oh, yeah, that's taken off. Yeah. The Giggles Gazoo has taken off.
Yes.
People like that.
Yeah. Yeah. That's the Hebraic pronunciation of her name, Giggles Gazoo.
We'll wrap this up soon, but okay. Paul Zawada, I came across this blog post in my Facebook feed, and I thought you might enjoy the reference to wacky packages. He sent me an old wacky pack checklist. Did you collect trading cards? I've asked you this before. I know you were into the Chick Tracks.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, the Chick Tracks I loved.
Did you collect any of the monster cards?
Oh, yeah.
Put monster them in your bike spokes?
Did
you see Gilbert riding a bike and putting cards in the spokes with the streamers from the handlebars and the basket?
And there were the Beatles cards.
Oh, yeah. Did you have that stuff?
Yeah, I used to have the Beatles cards.
What'd you do with it all? Did your mom throw it out?
Oh, fuck. Yeah, that's all gone.
You would have thrown it out anyway.
Yeah.
This is from Andy Gorzalski. He spent an afternoon in Metropolis, Illinois. Apparently there's a museum. And he wants you to know that he found Richard Pryor and Brando artifacts in the same museum.
Oh, my God.
So make up for that what you will.
For those of you who don't know this, Marlon Brando at 800 pounds used to fuck Richard Pryor in the ass.
Well, not confirmed.
Yes.
It's only a Quincy Jones rumor.
Quincy Jones, I believe what Quincy Jones tells me. And if Quincy Jones... says 1,000-pound Marlon Brando was ass-fucking Richard Pryor. God damn it, I believe it.
I don't think that's in the museum. Yeah. Rob Etman, here you go, Frank. It's not.
They have their fossils.
there's a
really?
Tusk.
I heard there was a diorama as well. This one's for you, Frank. Rob Etman says, it's not too late to get to London in 2 weeks for the London Film Fest to take your picture with Pappy on Susu. Make it happen. She's charging £15 for an autograph and £15 for a photo shoot.
Is this for real?
With all my pounds,
really
we can
emerged
get
a
real
Pappy on Susu?
Yeah, for real. Yeah.
So we didn't have to do any work at all. We just waited and she showed up.
So this means she owes us.
That's right.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Kid Kryptonite writes, Frank and Gilbert, how about an episode regarding the history of film and movie dialects?
Ooh.
Including Mid-Atlantic. Paul, this is up your alley. Feature clips from past guests speaking or answering on the subject. Jesus, that would be a nightmare to put together. Including M. Emmett Walsh. Did M. Emmett Walsh talk about that? William Pack.
I just remember Richard Burton. I think it was The Klansman.
Yeah, I remember that movie.
He was a Southern
Lee Marvin
sheriff.
In that movie?
Maybe, yeah. But Burton is struggling with his Southern accent.
Yeah.
That is an accent in itself.
What about the third Exorcist movie that Burton's in?
Oh.
What is that one? Or is it the second one?
I think
is
the second.
The Heretic?
The second,
the one with Linda Blair?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's pretty bad. Peter Brown, who was at our live recording. Peter was there. He answered one of the trivia questions. You were very impressed with people's trivia knowledge that night. I had a great afternoon at the Moving Image Museum in Astoria with host Craig Shemin, who has done this show. He's the Muppet expert that was here. With Austin Pendleton. Our friend Austin was at the 40th anniversary screening of the Muppet
and
movie.
And M. Emmett Walsh was there, too?
Nothing to do with M. Emmett Walsh. But thank you for trying to connect that.
There was a masturbating monkey.
Yeah. there usually is.
And last but not least, Stan T. Mann sent us this little video to the Podmobile, which is a reference to it's Adam and Bert, two previous guests, pulling out of the Batcave. And we'll go full circle. Yes. We'll congratulate Bert again for getting a star on the Walk of Fame.
We should record our show in the Pod Cave.
Yeah, we should do that. Bert wouldn't take the bait when you kept asking him about his sex life.
Oh, I know.
Yeah. He said, Gilbert, I'm 16 years old.
Oh, and I should say both of us were pleasantly surprised when we came in to do the podcast. We ran into our old friend, Alan Alda.
Yes, Alan was here, too, earlier. Yeah. Did Alan stick around for Neil, Dara, or did he leave? He left. He didn't meet Neil. Yeah. Well, gives me the perfect opportunity to plug that I'm going to be a guest on the Alan Alda podcast.
See?
Thank you, Gilbert.
Yeah.
Recording it on July 19th with our pen pal, Alan Zweibel.
Oh.
And me. We're going to say such shit about you.
Yeah.
You have no idea. You want to wrap it?
Okay. This has been Gilbert and Frank's Amazing Colossal Obsessions.
We should play the Cunnilingus Chimps to take us out.
Yes, yes.
If only Frank had it.
To play us out. What does that mean? To play us out.
Sting is going to do, it's a video. Sting video. Okay.
What is...
For credits.
I don't know what that means, to play us out. What does that mean? To end the show?
Yeah, yeah.
All right, go, go.
In 5, 4, 3.
Do.
Me.
So.
Do. Oh, Bill O'Reilly.
Oh.
Oh, very good. Oh, which reminds me, we have the discs that William Forst sent, the celebrities at their worst. Yeah, so we have to do that. That's a perfect reminder. Thank you, Paul. Thank you, Gil. Thank you, contest winners. Thank you, Daves. Thank you, Dara.
And thank you to that dog that ate out
Jack. Oh, cut that!
Mi, sol, la, re, fa, re, sol. Do, mi, do, fa, re, sol, sol. Mi, sol, la, re, fa, re, sol. Do, mi, do, fa, re, sol, sol, do. Do, mi, fa, si, re, si, mi. La, do, la, fa, re, sol, sol. Do, mi, do, fa, si, re, si, mi. La, do, la, fa, re, sol, sol, do.
Mi, sol, la, re, fa, re, sol. Do, mi, do, fa, re, sol, sol. Mi, sol, la, re, fa, re, sol. Do, mi, do, fa.